you make it a point to pray for your neighbors and care for those in need? By taking planned actions like these, you can be used by God to point people to Him. Today on the Lighthouse Report, Dick Eastman explains.
As I look across at our neighbors, it seems like everybody's a believer, and that's what's interesting to some people, because you say, well, it's just not like that where we live. But the other thing that sometimes is more of a challenge to my wife and me is encouraging people to recognize that we need to let our light shine. It's just like people are drawn to the light. They will seek you out when they know, oh, that person's a believer. In my own life, that's the thing that I pray toward, because it says of Jesus in like Matthew 9 and as an example, when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion because they're like a sheep without a shepherd. And I know that's what God put on my heart.
Dick came to the realization that eternity is what's really important.
We need to be consumed with the reality that the most important, I don't know how to say this, it ought to be a key word in our vocabulary is just the word eternity. I heard about this great evangelist that God really dealt with, and so he, you know, up on the ceiling, above his bed, he painted the word eternity, so that the first thing he saw when he woke up in the morning was the word eternity. We are so temporal, if that's the way to say it. And even when you see a disaster like Haiti, it just breaks our heart. But if we see through it the fact that eternity is the issue, and you know, we can build hospitals and should, we can feed people and should, but let's not forget the one thing that's eternal is their soul.
So how about you? Won't you consider eternally investing in people's lives by praying, caring, and sharing? When you do, they will be forever grateful. I'm Steve Douglas.